No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another fun-filled, exciting edition of Battle of the Sexes. I'm your host, Dave Swan. This is your co-host, the lovely, funny, getting your makeup on, Nikki Bernal.
Hi, guys. What's up?
Did you finish or did you get like halfway done?
Chapstick is not makeup.
I don't know the difference. today, we are doing the Battle of the Badge. We have our guest, Miss Jamie Cox.
Hello.
There we are. Yeah.
Applause button.
Oh.
Yeah, where's the applause?
Sexy crowd cheer.
She got the sexy crowd chair.
That's, I haven't heard that in many years.
And the always funny, doing it himself, Eric Alegria.
Yeah.
Doing it well.
Are you vining right now, or are you doing
Instagram?
Doing all that stuff.
He does an Instagram.
Oh, he does an Instagram.
No, you're right. Trying
yeah,
to find
I saw
it.
That. I was like, just his Twitter.
I'm heterosexual.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, buddy.
You got your hair slicked back pretty hard right now.
It's pretty hard.
I'm assuming that's hair gel.
It's Tancho, actually. It's from Japan.
I don't know.
And you're not on Instagram?
No, no Instagram.
But you use Japanese hair products.
Yeah.
There's something wrong
and
with
you're the only one that will hold my hair. That's why I use it.
And you're saying you're straight. You're
yeah,
like, I use
totally.
It.
Yeah.
It's imported in specially for myself.
So anyway, how are you guys doing today?
Good. What's happening? Nikki brought us some donuts.
I brought some donuts because today is the Battle of the Badge.
Nice.
Actually, you won the first secret challenge. We have one. It's whoever grabbed a donut first.
Oh, I won?
You won one
yes.
challenge already.
Finally, my love of food does something
it's
for me.
Off.
She's like, going down, bro, if it's all about food. The true cop would always grab a donut first.
I'm
come
like,
on.
Yeah. What are these over here? That's my cop voice.
Yeah. Now, for those of you guys listening in, if you've never met Eric or... How do you exactly pronounce your name?
It's spelled Jamia, but it's Jamie.
Oh, I just say Jamie.
Yeah. Everybody's always making fun of it. I'm like... They're like, did you know your name's misspelled? I said, mm-hmm.
It's a cool way to spell it. Yeah.
Because like, I had everything to do with spelling it.
Yeah,
thank
I was
you.
Like, popped out of the womb and said, I'd like to be unique, Mom.
I know you want Jamie, but I want Jamie.
Go ahead. My middle name's Lynn, so you can do that.
That's awesome. Well, you guys have both played cops before in the acting industry. So we're doing the Battle of the Badge today.
Site 13 and now hiring for you, Jamie.
Yes.
And then, Eric, you've been... And a couple things, mm-hmm. like FBI agent and El Chupacabra.
Yeah.
Were you a cop or like an animal trainer?
No, I was animal control, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That counts.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And that was the running joke in the movie. Like, nobody took me seriously, you know? I was like basically a rent-a-cop, you know? So everyone like, you're not a real cop.
You crawled into a trunk.
Yeah. Yeah, I did a lot of stuff that I regret.
So you're literally walking up to the chupacabra with one of those like poles with the latch at the end to put it around his neck or what? How did this work out?
No, they gave me an air gun. It wasn't even, you know, like a dart gun, you know, I was supposed to like.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
They're like, he's going to hurt himself otherwise.
Yeah.
No tasers.
No tasers. I had to look for this chupacabra with the dart gun.
And they are real. They're so real.
Yeah.
Chupacabras are
yeah,
real.
Yeah, I'm from Texas.
Like, she knows.
Dogs and-
I thought you said dart guns were real for a second. I was like, wait.
Yeah, they're real too.
Yeah, absolutely. Ask any Latino out there, man. They'll tell you the chupacabra does exist.
Mm-hmm.
It's our Bigfoot. It's our Sasquatch.
And Eric Alegre using Japanese hair products does exist.
Yes, I'm here.
Well, thanks for coming, you guys. Now, what was the last thing you just worked on, Eric, that we kept seeing pictures of all over Facebook? All over Facebook.
Sorry, man. I wait until I do something so I could post it, you know? Like, there's a lot of, you know how this industry is, man. A lot of downtime when nothing's going on, and then you're watching everybody else get stuff, and you're like, Jesus, I need to do something. This is... Yeah, exactly. And I was on NCIS.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And
What was the thing that your what?
I got a donut in my mouth.
He's joking on a donut. We're losing Dave Swan to donuts today.
It's, you know, what a way to go, though. I mean,
my headphones went out. Oh, there it is. There it is.
They're jealous. They're not eating donuts. They're like, I'm out of here.
Good donuts, though.
Mm-hmm. Those are some good donuts.
Eric's like, I'm a fit cop. I'm a fit cop.
I don't need donuts.
Yeah,
so I can chase down the chupacabra.
Yeah. No, believe me, I love donuts, man, especially those Boston cream pies.
You want some of my donuts?
Some Boston cream pies.
Yeah, I do want But no, I got to be good, man. I got to be good.
I can actually see why you use the Tancho now, because your hair is starting to like just go up at this point.
Believe me, by the end of this,
it was like he was looking straight. I'm like, that hair looks good. Then he turned. I was like, what's going on?
I'm good. I don't need to have anything to do with this now. Nope.
Told you, man.
So did you guys have like a trailer? You had the works. Like, was that your first trailer ever acting as a cop or?
Yeah. The Chupacabra was my first acting gig, actually.
And it looked like a sizable part in it, too. You were, like, in half the trailer.
I was the lead role in my first act.
With the dart gun.
Yeah, with the dart gun and all, dude. Believe me, like, it was, like, you know, I was probably in L.A. for, like, a year. And then I got that role. And, dude, I thought it was my first paying role, you know? I mean, it wasn't... It was ultra low budget. It went straight to YouTube. I mean, it's the joke. YouTube wasn't around. It wasn't that strong. No, but it went straight to DVD. So it's same shit.
Better than beta. You're good.
Can we swear on this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Fuck cool. Shit ass. You're good. All right.
Boobs.
Yeah. Swearing.
Yeah. Hey, I would take a straight to DVD. All my acting gigs have gone straight to never.
Straight that you'll never see this shit.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, I mean, yeah, so, it was really cool, man. Believe me, I thought I was going to blow up right after that, man.
I was like, what? This shit is easy. I can do this.
Yeah,
awesome.
What the hell?
What was your character's name?
Navarro.
Navarro. And can you give us a line, like your favorite line from the movie?
My favorite line? No, but like...
No.
Yeah, no. Actually, my favorite line was actually given to me. Someone else told me it. I was in my manager's office. You know, the manager, whatever, whoever is in charge of animal control.
You know, your supervisor.
Yeah, my supervisor. You know, the character, you know, had it out for me. You know, she didn't respect me and. I came into the office because she was going to reprimand me, and she's like, tuck in your shirt. So that was, shirt. I'm like, yeah. No, I mean, I'm a grown man. You
were slacking, Navarro.
Yeah, that's what.
If I want to walk around with my shirt untucked, I'm going to fucking walk around with my shirt untucked.
I had a grown woman tell me to tuck in my shirt.
She's like, you think the Chupacabra is going to... like respect a slob. Come on, Navarro.
Yeah,
get your shit together, son.
Get your shit together.
He's gonna be like, send me an animal control officer that knows how to tuck in his fucking shirt. Kidding.
Like a gentleman.
If you want to call in and talk about Eric's lack of being able to tuck in his shirt, you can call in at Skid Row Studios 1-800-893-9562. Oh, he's got a caller, but it's through the cell phone.
That was my sister. She never calls me, so I'm really going to get on her because I'm going to be like, you never call me.
Bitch,
but a radio.
What time did you call me?
Yeah.
Text her and tell her to call this number.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, you need to talk to me? Call 1-800-893-9562.
Yes,
that's right. That's the one.
We know how to read.
And what does mom need? Tell me.
Oh, man. So when did you start acting, Eric? At what age did you start acting?
Let's see, third grade.
Really?
Yeah.
You're looking over to the other microphone. You're like, yeah, they're great. That's right.
Yeah.
What was it for?
It was for a talent show.
A talent show.
At school.
What did you do? What did you recite on stage?
It was for, I was, my parents bought me a dummy.
Are you serious? You did the ventriloquist thing?
Yeah.
And is that BJ now?
I still have it too.
No way.
I swear to God. But here's the thing, right? The one I wanted wasn't available because it was around Christmas and it totally sold out. So they got me the black one.
Oh my God.
I got this little black dummy called Willie Talk.
Wait, you call him Willie Talk?
Willie Talk. Willie Talk, yeah. I swear to God.
Please say you can bring Willie Talk to UBG on Monday.
I could. I will. Yes. I swear to God.
How come the amount of years I've known you, I've never heard about this.
I don't go bragging about this nigga. You got to hear this. Third grade, all right? My parents.
How wasn't this part of your comedy routine?
I mean,
you should be bringing the dummy on stage with you.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a laughing matter, Nikki, but thank you. This was serious. This was my entry to my acting career. And you're laughing.
He's like, why are you dissing my best friend, bro?
Yeah, yeah, Willie talk.
We were in the thick in third grade. Come on.
Yeah.
What kind of voice did you give him?
I was like this, you know. Hey, how you doing? Hi, how are you?
That's so cool.
I'm Willie talk.
Would you guys like talk smack back and forth through each other?
I had a neighbor who he had a dummy as well. So we went up as a duel. We had a duel. So
you had dueling dummies?
Yeah. Well, his was like a monkey. Mine was a real person. Mine was
yours was a black dude.
Yeah.
A monkey and a black dude.
Yeah.
What kind of neighborhood did you grow up in?
I was about to say, it sounds really cool.
Yeah, you're from Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long you been out here for now?
14 years.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So 13 years ago was when Chupacabra came out.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So yeah. It may even be on VHS.
Definitely on Netflix at this point.
I'm running to Amoeba Music right afterwards and see if I can find a copy on DVD. Signed by the animal control officer, Navarro.
And what part of Chicago did you grow up in?
That's my pickup line. I go up to girls. I'm like, have you heard of the Chupacabra?
No? Sir, I do not want to see what's in your pants. No,
that's my anaconda.
Yeah. When they say no, I'm like, how about the chupa verga? Because I'm a big fan of the chupa verga.
Oh my gosh, now I know where I remember you. You're that guy. Oh my gosh.
Eric's like, I know the chupa mi pito hue. Yeah. So Eric, you've also been on Bravo for Millionaire Matchmaker.
Yeah.
What did you do on that?
You're a millionaire?
Yeah, I tried to get rich off of dating some rich chick. That's what I was doing. I was looking for a sugar mama.
Okay. It's okay. We've all been there.
Yeah.
Mystery Millionaire.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You were. Yeah.
I was. The millionaire picked me. And then when he told me he had money, I was like, that's awesome.
When he told you that he had money?
Yeah. When he told me, by the way, I'm not a starving artist. I'm actually a billionaire. I looked at him. I go, that's awesome.
Wow.
So?
There's a reason you're single,
you weren't into him?
No, not at all. I didn't like being lied to. I really didn't. That's such a woman thing to say,
yeah,
right?
I'm like, excuse me?
Wait, no. You can take care of me for the rest of my life, but you've been lying to me?
Yeah, exactly.
About not having money? Fuck you.
I just love that at the time when I got asked and cast to be on it, I was just starting to see Rob.
Oh, okay.
And so I asked his permission if I could do the show. It was money. And he was like, yeah, go ahead and do it. And the casting directors were like, you don't even know if he's going to do it. They were like, you don't even know if you're going to get picked, because he had to go on a date with like two other girls.
Oh, okay.
And he ended up picking me.
Yeah.
And so as me and Rob are like sitting watching, and even the last day, he's looking at me like, I don't understand you women. Like, the dude's got money. The worst thing he did was lie. Like, that's it. That, like, that's the deal breaker. And I'm like, I'm sitting with you right now.
Well, the question I have, did you get really competitive? Like, I always think, like, if I was to go on The Bachelorette, I would, like, have just, like, these blinders on and be just, like, competitive mode. And, you know, did that happen to you?
No, because all the dates were separate.
Uh-huh.
And he picked who he wanted. And the casting directors basically told me, we need some comedic wit, some humor on the show. Because one girl was, like, a model. The other one was, like a telemarketer. They're like, we need
no personality.
No.
You had it all,
Nikki. I was just being a jerk.
Yeah.
I really was.
See, I'm, like, I would be a bitch. I'd be like, so tell me about the competition. Yeah. How do I size up?
Oh my God. Like, one day we went flying kites and he couldn't even fly a kite.
Really?
Like, yeah, he had never flown a kite before, and I'm trying to get it up in the air, and I look at him, I throw the kite in his face. I was like, hey, just blow. And he goes, and I was like, well, at least I know you're not full of hot air. I was just being such an idiot. I couldn't believe he even picked me. Like, even when he called me, when I watched the other episodes, all the girls, when the guy would call, they'd be like, yeah, that's great. I'd love to go out with you again. And he calls me. He's like, yeah, I had a really good time. You're really, really good on the flying trapeze. He's like, I really want to take you out again. I just go, oh, okay, cool.
You're sharing our secrets. The bitchier we are, the more they want us.
Same for vice versa.
Yeah. oh, yeah, the douchier y'all get, the more we want you. It's a vicious cycle. It really is.
Oh, yeah. I was just a really dry, sarcastic jerk the whole time. Yeah. Oh, my God. I pretty much, even when he, like, told me he had money, I told him, wow, I feel kind of sorry for you that you have to do this. Like, I'm like, if you don't want a gold digger, you probably shouldn't be driving a $500,000 Audi here right now wearing a Rolex.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, yeah, that's one of those things. Like, even the Millionaire Matchmaker show, when people are like, yeah, I'm going to be on Millionaire Matchmaker. There's probably something wrong with your personality that you right. have to go on a show when you have millions of dollars.
But he actually is a nice guy. He owns a marketing company. He told me afterwards that, you know, they kind of push them to be a certain way on the show, too.
Oh, yeah. So reality TV, man, it's the worst.
Yeah.
They're going to make you out to be whoever they want you to be.
I'm pretty sure they'd make me out to be really stupid.
Well, really?
No, but I'm really smart. Tell them, Dave.
Yeah. Tell them, Dave.
Like, defend me. Make sure everyone knows
sure
I'm smart.
Make sure everyone knows. I have a master's degree of
Cox is smart.
Yes.
How you
thank
spell
you.
Smart?
How'd they make you smart. Out to be, Nikki?
They kind of made me out to be this, like, sweetheart. That
really?
Wasn't, yeah.
Wow, you lucked out.
I did, because I had to go on a date with him, and then he had to bring a friend, too, mm-hmm. like an actual friend. And they role reversed. His friend didn't have money, and they pretended like his buddy was judging him for not, like, having money and pursuing art. And I literally, like, skated and pulled the guy to the side, and I was like, maybe you should be more supportive of his dream.
Nice.
I was like, you're not really being a good friend, like, ragging on him for not having money. He's like, yeah, but we go on vacations. We take girls when we want to go. I was like, they probably just want you for that.
Mm-hmm.
So they made me out to be, like, this really kind person that was just aww. Really genuine. Yeah. I didn't even think anything was wrong. I go to his shitty apartment in Silver Lake. I'm like, this is cute. I'm like, this is way better than my place.
Homie, you don't have rats or a lake in the middle of the place.
No. I was like, you have air conditioning? What?
I live in Silver Lake. It's unique.
Yeah.
I like it. Like, at first, I didn't think. I was like, oh, gosh, I can't. Oh. But then once you live there for, like, a week, you're kind of like, you fall in love with it. And you're just like, you don't even need a bra. You're right. And you have so many reusable bags. I'm so proud of you.
You can be artistic and booby-free.
Yeah. And I'm like, from Texas, you know, like, we didn't have Trader Joe's over there. We have, like, these huge supermarkets. So coming here to Trader Joe's, like, I'm not used to being able to go in a grocery store.
We had Albertsons in Texas.
Albertsons. You're northern, aren't you?
I lived in Houston.
Yeah, I was like, you're more north. I'm more south. And so, like, we had HEBs. Do you know HEB?
Yeah, I remember HEB.
Oh.
The Heb.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they would, like, I don't know if they did this on yours, but they would ask, like, if you noticed anything, like, weird or if something felt wrong. And the only thing I could come up with is I was like, I don't know. He's bald and he's got a blow dryer in his bathroom right now. I have no idea what he's using it for.
He's a liar.
You see, man, they try to, you know, they want controversy. They want drama.
They want sound bites.
Sound bites. Exactly. They're waiting for you to say, you know, he has a funny forehead or, you know, he smells bad. Something so they could use that. You know, I did Blind Date years ago.
I love that show too.
And, like, you know, like, I was like, you know, when I was in Chicago, I was like, man, it would be really fun to do that, you know. And then when I came out here and I was bartending, some lady just walked up to me, you know, a recruiter or whatever. She's like, are you single? I'm like, yeah. You want to be on Blind Date? I'm like, hell yeah. She's like, it pays $100 or whatever. And I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, totally. But, you know, like, on the date, you know, first of all, it was the worst date ever, man. They took us to the cheapest place, like this Italian restaurant. It was awful. And the girl was an airhead. And the thing is, they purposely set you up with somebody that you're not compatible with.
That's good TV. That's good. That's what I want. I don't want to see two people all romantic and in love and oh, they look so perfect. I want to see a train wreck.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to see a collision of the minds.
If I would have known that, I would have went with that. But, you know, I didn't know that's what they were. That was my introduction
to reality. Did they put you with a librarian?
No, they put me with an airhead, you know.
Just like, librarian. Like,
okay, let's recreate this date. Oh my God, so what are you putting in your hair to make it do that?
Exactly, that's what it was.
And that's where his catch came from. He's like, I can't do it.
I just want to know, where did that come from?
The do it?
Yeah.
It's my pickup line. I just walk up to girls.
Let's see
if
it works.
Like, hey,
go.
Do it.
Do what, sir?
That never happens.
Oh, yeah. I usually just do it.
He's like, whatever you want to do.
All right, you guys, though, this is Battle of the Sexes.
Oh, yeah.
Jamie here won the first challenge.
Yay! And I have devoured my donut. I don't feel bad about myself.
I'm eating a pen now at this point.
Yeah, there's more donuts. But we also do challenges. The next challenge is the reading of the Miranda rights.
I wish I was a criminal right now because then I'd know it. But I'm going to try my best.
I've been blacked out every time they've been read to me. So
good.
What we're going to do is we're going to take one of you guys out of the room so you can't hear the other one saying it. Uh-huh. And then...
that'd be cheating. Okay. Liars. Right.
Okay.
Shotgun, I go second.
All right.
Oh, no, we usually flip a coin.
No, that's the fair way of doing it. Okay, fine.
Okay, well...
fuck fair.
Okay, we usually let the lady call it
okay,
fair.
Okay, cool beans. Okay, heads.
Okay, it's heads, so Eric, you're going first. Okay.
Yay!
All right.
See?
You want to take her in the hallway? Okay,
I'll take her in the hallway, and then we're going to put you outside by the elevator, and then we're going to bring you
all
back
that
in.
Way? I don't have very good ears.
No,
well,
we'll just put you outside the door.
Okay, cool.
We'll be right back. Okay, Eric, start getting prepared.
Okay, I got it. I got this.
I got, hey.
No problem.
You need to win this.
Okay, no problem. I got this.
Are you sure about
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
You're going to do it.
Oh, I'm going to fucking do it.
Atta boy, just get that coffee in you a little bit, a little rev the engine.
There it is.
We good to go? Yep.
Okay. So, ready?
All right.
But officer, I didn't do nothing. I didn't do nothing.
Look here, you got the right to remain silent. You got a right to hide your weed so I don't see it. You got a right to act sober. You got a right to flick me off if I piss you off. You have a right to spread them and show me your ass cheeks.
You have the right to tell you an asshole.
You have the right to be suspended,
officer.
You have
the right to remain silent.
All right.
Now I gotta shut up. He finally said silent.
You got a little milk mustache. Yeah.
I know, I was trying to imitate his mustache.
You have the right to go out with me on a date.
And pay
you
for it.
You have the right to put out on that date. Because I'm going to take you to dinner.
Lobster
I'm
going to
make
dinner.
You do it.
A decent dinner.
I got a badge. Do it.
Okay. Well, then Eric can stay
in the
room.
Mark, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's pretty good. Right. Eric can stay in the room then when Jamae does hers. Let me go get her.
I'm going to grab another one of
those donuts.
Grab a donut.
I'm going to grab a donut. What the fuck did she do to that donut?
I told you, I know my stuff, Nikki. I know what I'm talking about.
Cheyenne wants a donut now.
All right,
Jamie.
I can have a donut.
Okay.
Think you got this?
They were like scared for me because I was out there and some people were out there like, why are you outside? I was like, I got in trouble.
You're in timeout.
And they were like, what'd you do? And
you I was ate like half your donut and left the remains.
You massacred that donut.
That's how I do that, my men.
That's how you do your donut?
That's how I do my donut.
I might have to be a pastry officer.
I'm like a squirrel.
I'm killing it.
Such a squirrel. No, I eat the rest of it in due time.
All right.
All right, you ready to read us our rights?
Okay. Yo, officer, get away from me. I didn't do nothing.
You have the right to remain silent. Right, anything you say can and will be held against you. You have the right to a lawyer to be in the room when you're being questioned. if you cannot afford a lawyer, one will be appointed to you. At any time, if you don't want to speak, you do not have to. Do you understand these rights? Because apparently I'm questioning them myself. I didn't mean question marks at the end, but that's the gist, right?
Eric had more authoritativeness to his Miranda rights. You were more spot on and legal.
To start, she was.
Who do you think won?
this was such a mess.
You have the right.
I was reading them in the valley, okay?
But you were so cutesy-dootsy as you did it. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say kind of, sort of, will be held you against you at any time you are in a court of law.
You have the right to do it.
It's like Reese Witherspoon and Legally Blonde resting.
You have the right to an attorney, but if you are not financially stable and cannot afford an attorney at
this
time, one will be tendered to you.
Hashtag the law.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. This is hard. I gotta give it to Eric. He was authoritative. I was a little scared. I almost spread my butt cheeks for
him. Yeah, nice. So he just made up the law. That's good, man. You're good. But
that's my law.
He was
He knew what he was doing as he said it.
Exactly.
Because I had a question mark at the everything I say. Doesn't mean I don't know what I'm saying.
Miranda rights.
So if you guys were curious if you ever do get arrested, this is what it actually is. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to talk to a lawyer and have him present with you while you are being questioned. If you cannot afford to hire a lawyer, one will be appointed to represent you before any questions, if you wish. You can decide at any time to exercise these rights and not answer any questions or make any statements.
Do you understand each of these rights? Have I explained to you? Having these rights in mind, do you wish to talk to us now?
We're good people. Talk to us.
Oh, that's how you say it.
Okay.
I thought, you know, we should put a question mark at the end of all them just because, they don't understand what I'm saying. You know, and I felt like the friendly tone means they're not going to, like, shank me or, like, hit me. You know, like, I'm kind of going at it.
Shanking only happens in prison.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of cop did you play that you just played?
No, I was
nice
more authoritative.
Cop.
I was more authoritative. And one of them, I was actually, like, an FBI agent.
Oh, wow.
And I was investigating an alien, like, abduction.
Now, is this Site 13?
Yeah, that was Site 13. Right. And so I was investigating that. So that was a little different. Like, I can be authoritative. I was a teacher, and those kids were scared of me.
I got a teacher vibe when she was saying that. Yeah. It's so funny you said that.
Really from the, oh my God.
No, like, no.
I thought Eric was getting a Woody because he said corporal punishment.
Yeah.
He
said he wasn't.
He's like, spank me, teach.
It's kind of like, I feel like that's like up there because you kind of got to show up because you got 35 faces, especially middle school, in front of you, and they're just like, let's see if we can make this egg crack. And you're just like, inside you're shaking. You're like, oh my gosh, these kids are so scary. Okay, I gotta teach them, And then on the outside, you're like, good afternoon. I am your teacher.
Ms. Cox.
I am not Miss. I am not Ma'am. I am Ms. Cox. You know, and they're just like, oh, she means business. But in my head, I'm reading like this. Good afternoon. I am your teacher. Oh, please don't kill me.
Your mother made you and I can end you.
Yeah. I'm like your teacher. Yeah, so it was fun.
If you don't want to be a janitor, listen to me.
Listen to me.
The world does need ditch diggers, but...
But I don't want you guys to meet. In my head, they're all going off to be like, no, you know, people have to do that job too. But in my head, they're all going off to be like super awesome, productive members of society.
I wonder if now they look at you and they look at your TV roles and they're like, I knew she'd become a ditzy officer on TV.
I knew she'd read the Miranda rights just like that.
Oh my goodness. So what was your favorite role that you played?
Oh my goodness. There have been so many. I think actually one of my favorite ones was the first one I ever did.
Right.
Because it was in a 48-hour film festival in Texas. And I had never acted before. I'd done a commercial, you know, where I'm like, thank you, da-da-da, you know.
We're in Texas, by the way.
San Antonio.
Yep.
Border Patrol.
But I'm from Refugio.
Oh,
it's like
okay.
A town of 2,000 people. We have 2 stoplights, but I got out, guys.
I got out.
I'm living in Los Angeles.
You got that crazed look in your eye when you're saying it. Like,
yeah. I got out.
Everybody that lives in San Antonio or Houston, though, you kind of feel like a cop, like on alert at all times because anybody could just mug you.
Yeah.
You just
scary,
that river
man.
Walk.
Texas is a scary place, man.
Oh, or if you say anything about the Spurs, I will end you. That's kind of like, I don't mean to, but it's in my blood. Like, I just go into, like, attack mode. I'm like, what did you say about the Spurs? What did you say about my Spurs? You know, they're like, what even happened to your voice? Like,
you don't talk shit about the Spurs or Selena.
Okay. Or Selena, okay.
No. You son of a
no,
bitch.
About Selena, no. My family lives in Corpus, and Selena, you know.
That's right.
She's our
big.
Everything.
She's still big, even though she's gone.
Even though she's gone, she's still
there. She's
in
our hearts.
Anything for Selena. Yeah. Oh.
You know Selena.
Santa Selena.
I just love it when they have the vatos on that video and they get the bumper pulled off. Oh. He's like, this bumper is going to go on the wall of my garage canal. I'm going to put a little sign under it and it's going to say, this bumper was pulled off by the bus of Selena. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, Dave, we need to school you.
The movie
Selena. You gotta see Selena, Dave.
What's up?
You gotta see the movie Selena.
I did when I was like five.
When you were five.
You've seen my comedy set when I tell everybody I'm like the bitty bitty but with no bum bum whatsoever. That was her song.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. She was, okay, J Lo. That was J Lo's first thing.
I know it was J Lo,
okay,
like in the part, but
that
I know.
That made J Lo, man.
Yes, for
absolutely.
Real.
Selena Quintanilla was
that's
like,
the only
yeah.
thing I've liked her in. Everything else, she, you know, it's horrible.
Living Color. What about that?
She was a good fly girl, she yeah. Was. When she was. Yeah, but anyone's shaking their booty and, you know.
Not as
I'm
good as the Flyboys, though, right?
The Flyboys, exactly. This guy's got some moves.
Yeah.
She's like Jagger.
She was really talented in that movie, though.
Yeah, she was.
She played.
What happened?
I know. She got happened? Involved with Ben Affleck. Couldn't Bennifer live up to happened. It. Bennifer happened. Bennifer. And P. Diddy?
She,
I don't know.
Seriously, she peaked with Selena. She hasn't made anything close to as good yeah. as that Mm-mm. ever since.
I can agree.
I can't believe you don't know anything about Selena. She was the first female Latina recording artist to win a Grammy.
That might be part of it.
And she crossed over into English right before her timely demise.
Yep.
By her super fan. That's all
yes.
I know.
And that was her manager.
It was, yeah, it was their her financial manager. Was
her manager.
Stealing.
El jefe. Yep.
Their financial manager and also the head of her fan club was stealing money under the table when they confronted
her. Can you believe it? These Mexicans were stealing.
We're gonna have to hashtag Selena on this because it's like hashtag Selena.
Hashtag Selena no stealing.
No stealing.
Mentirosos. I'm getting educated about Selena
no me
right
robas.
Now.
Yeah, but she offered to go talk to her by herself because
that's just dumb. Yeah. You don't do that.
She didn't. Know.
She was an old little Mexican lady though.
Know. Oh, you those ones are dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom's just, like, entering the danger
the
zone.
Pull out the
I'm like, that's gonna be. That should have been her custom. Abuela's got a gun. Oh my god. So did you start acting in San Antonio?
Yes, I did, actually. Yeah. And then I got my first agent out of Austin. But it was awesome because I'm bilingual. You know, okay, my name is Jamie Cox, but I'm really brown and I'm Latina. but
it's Cox.
It is Cox. yeah, so like I would do a lot of like Spanish and English and whatnot. And let me tell you, that's a film community right there. It's like very close-knit, a lot of awesome people.
Austin's very theater-based.
Austin and San Antonio, they're like...
That's where the gays are.
Keeping it weird in Austin.
Yes.
Keep it weird.
Oh,
if someone talks like in this accent and they're from Texas, they're from Austin, baby.
Like, okay, this is the thing. If you go to Austin, they pride themselves in being like, we're like the California of Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you like some chai tea? Yeah. Like, they know California like 4 years ago. And that's what I love about it because then they're like catching up and they are. Because, I mean, come on.
And that's where Whole Foods originated.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
It's organic.
It's organic.
But it's so funny. I love Texas so much.
Austin's so funny though because they're like, we're the California of Texas, but we don't want this Starbucks here.
Yeah.
Because it's too corporate.
Yeah, it's too corporate. But we'll take your Chipotle, which was branched off from McDonald's.
Yeah, I remember when they petitioned.
But it's not anymore.
I know, but it was.
They petitioned not to have a Starbucks in their city. They're like, it's too corporate. We don't want this here. And people are like, we want our coffee.
Detroit doesn't even have a Starbucks in their city.
Really?
But no one could afford it.
They don't have any chains in Detroit anymore.
$3 for coffee? That you could buy a house over there for $3.
Yeah. Detroit? You don't even have to buy the house. You just have to be like, I'm living here.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Yeah. Somebody, please. Just mow the lawn, will you?
No. That's got to be a tough place to be a cop is in Detroit.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Big time. Or Chicago.
Jesus.
Really?
Yeah, because they had 5,000 homicides last year.
Are you kidding me?
Chicago's been getting...
They call Chicago Chiraq. That's the nickname.
What? Chiraq?
Yeah. Chiraq? He's no longer Chi one, Girl? Yeah. No, that's something else.
That's the chola that you used to know. Chi Girl. They call me Chi Girl.
Oh my God. Chiraq.
Laugh now, cry later.
I'm not her. Someone was telling me I forget who it was. They were saying that they were in Chicago and like, they were talking to a cop and they go, you want to see something really funny here? Come to this bridge. Like it's the split in two cities, like two districts.
Uh-huh.
and all the hookers are on one end, and then like a cop will put his lights on that end, and they'll all go to the other side of the bridge.
Oh, it's like,
and then like a half hour later, a cop from the other side will come on, and they'll just go back and forth.
It's like
Chicago's
sheep
no joke, man. It's a really dangerous place.
Did you grow up in a rough area?
I love Chicago.
I did.
What part?
The West Side. I grew up in a predominantly Italian neighborhood. There was a bunch of Irish, Italian, like blue collar work. You know, guys that I grew up with, their dads were cops. They're, you know, firemen, stuff like that.
They're not dirty cops. They were good cops.
Yeah.
No, they were dirty.
They were dirty cops.
They were dirty, man. Everyone was dirty over there.
Man.
Like, dirty in a good way. I don't, you know. It's just like they didn't take no shit.
They didn't take no shit.
I
feel like the Chicago like tourism board's gonna give you a nice call tomorrow or an email and be like, "You are slandering our beautiful city."
Yeah,
they'd be like, "No, it's true."
He's like,
"But they got good pizza."
Oh, I've heard about that.
Oh, deep dish. They go deep.
Deep dish is good.
Yeah, but Italians and Irish people, like as a kid, you're dealing with brass knuckles and chains and guns, like any type of weaponry that all these ethnicities have.
Yeah.
Leprechauns.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, like, these people all thought they were in the fucking mafia.
You know who the fuck I am? You know who my, you know, it's like.
Yeah, you're my neighbor.
Yeah.
I've known you since I was born.
Out to California and they're like, "Do you know who I am?"
Eric's like, "Weren't you the paper boy?"
Yeah, same shit.
That's hilarious. Did you grow up in a rough area?
No, my town had 2,000 people and,
Raphael or whatever.
Refugio.
Refugio.
Raphael, really. I lived in a Ninja Turtle. No, it was about 2,000 people.
Also a town in New Jersey.
Raphael?
Yes.
Oh, look at you.
No, that's Leonardo. Sorry.
Yeah, you're not a very good fact finder.
That's a clerk's fact.
Here nor there.
Oh, my God. But no, it was like 2,000 people. It was so awesome. Like, everybody knew everybody. Oh, that was good to an extent. But one time I accidentally ran over a squirrel, and I went over, pulled over, went to bury the squirrel, and my dad's like calling me.
Ew.
You know, he's like, "What happened? Are you okay?" I'm like, "Yes." He's like, "Somebody said you were on the side of the road
burying
animals."
I was
like, "Oh, Dad, no, it's totally cool. Let me explain." But no, but like my high school had like 200 people.
Yeah.
I was like a lot of cool things there. It was really awesome.
I need to defend this a little bit.
I'm not gonna lie. You could do a lot of things at my school because there weren't many people. So
like
I was
run
like,
over squirrels and bury them.
No, like you could like in the yearbook. I did so many things because it was boring. I mean, the nearest town was 45.
She was like homecoming queen.
No, I was like everything. Last president.
Most likely to succeed, most likely to fail. Oddly, the same thing.
And now we know
she
why
knows
she
the
reads
alphabet.
Miranda writes ditzy with a question mark because everybody loved me.
But this says something about my town. I was valedictorian.
You were valedictorian. I can't even say that. That's how far away I am from that word.
It was 49 other people to compete. It was a tough race, guys. Tough race. Finish it out.
It's like half of the other people were my cousins, but that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm like,
"No, primo, let me win this one."
Oh my God.
"Okay, fine. Can I have that first baby?" "Okay, fine, primo. That's fine." And so, you know, that's just how you got your stuff.
Get your cousins pregnant, and so you get ahead.
Oh, no. I'm from Texas, not Arkansas.
No, I'm not saying you get them pregnant.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying you
I was like, I don't even think I have the plumbing for that.
I love how white people like to throw that at the Mexican people, like sleeping with
like
your cousins.
Somebody
like
somebody in here could be pregnant.
Like, I was not throwing that.
Like, that's you white people do that weird kind of stuff.
That is.
Mexicans know better.
That is Appalachian, all right?
No.
That is not all white people.
You are
people.
Surrounded like, by three Mexicans right now. You're in trouble, bro.
Oh, trust me. I learned that when we were talking about Selena.
Like, looking over here, I'm not even going to try anything with him because possibly we're related.
Like the Filipino
and
thing.
And your mama call you a cochina.
I know what
I don't
that
want
means.
That. You do? What does it mean?
Fat pig. Dirty
no,
pig. Cochina?
Dirty, it just means dirty.
Dirty person. Like dirty girl.
I always told it was meant dirty pig.
No.
Cochino.
No.
That's what I was told.
Well, they just... They
lied to you.
I know.
Was that millionaire she was dating? Is he telling you these things?
Most of my Spanish is just how to say, like, chupa mi pito or, like, stuff like that.
And it works
la verga.
Like a charm.
What about you, Nikki? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in New Mexico.
Yeah? How was that?
I was 30 minutes from the border of Juarez.
I'm scared of New Mexico.
Yeah. Are you scared of New Mexico? Mexico?
No, I'm serious.
It's
I'm scared
not like
of that
Breaking
state.
Bad.
No. It was before that. Like a long time ago, I drove through it, and there was like, there's something weird about this state. And I had to get out of it.
There's
well,
nothing
the aliens
there.
Do come there.
That's probably what it was.
The aliens do come there. No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
I'm so gullible. Really?
I'm like,
yeah, I went to school with them.
Well, where there's a lot of meth is where aliens
no,
show up.
No, there's not.
They're like, we bring you crystals.
Did you see Harvey? I saw an alien.
It was next to a silver airliner or something like that. It had smoke coming out of it.
So all of a sudden like there's rednecks in New Mexico. It went from Mexicans to rednecks to aliens.
I have watched Breaking Bad, all right?
It's not like Breaking Bad. It's so funny. The first I met somebody, like, I think it was about 6 months ago when Breaking Bad season finale was on. Mm-hmm. I was at a bar with some friends and they asked where I was from. I go, New Mexico. And they go, are those your real teeth?
These are the wooden ones.
Yeah. I was like, no, they're just washed away from blue meth use all the time. No.
That's a good shit.
I didn't even, like, there was obviously marijuana and other types of drugs going around when I was a kid, but never meth. That was just such a weird thing for them to associate New Mexico with.
Actually, that's like a North Dakota area.
That's more like a Seattle thing, like where they have like Molly and ecstasy and stuff.
They're like
that.
Who's going to give us the biggest film incentive? Oh, you get to be known as the meth state now.
Oh, no. You want to know why New Mexico gets blamed for like that kind of thing is because, first of all, they filmed Breaking Bad there because New Mexico is one of the cheapest places to film anything. Mm-hmm. It's completely supported by the film industry. If you watch that movie, A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Great movie.
That is filmed in New Mexico. Like they actually have tax breaks for California if they come and film on our land because it's good commerce for the state of New Mexico. It helps create some jobs.
Scary state.
Yeah.
I shot a DUI commercial in New Mexico. Yeah.
That is our second guess with the DUI commercial.
Supposedly,
we have the highest DUI rate.
That's what it is. Yeah.
We do.
California?
No, New Mexico is the highest.
New Mexico is the highest, dude.
Highest minor in possession, highest DUI. We used to be able to get our driver's licenses when we were 15. I had my driver's license when I was 15, learner's permit 14.
Wow.
That same 2 years, by the time I was 18, we had had 5 deaths in our high school from kids driving drunk.
Yeah.
Coming back from Juarez, Mexico, because they used to take their cars. You could legally drink in Mexico if you were 15 years old.
Yeah.
Or 18, sorry, 18. So they would get like fake high school IDs and they would let you into the clubs like a fake high school ID.
Wow.
And these kids would drink and drown and then try to drive all the way back from Las Cruces to El Paso and get in accidents.
Wow.
Like I probably lost 3 people in my class my senior year. And then they ended up raising the driver's license age to like 17 or 18. It's crazy.
See, that I have a 15-year-old sister, and to think of her having a license, like, no.
Yeah.
I should not be allowed on the road. I shouldn't even be allowed on the road, honestly. If you ever drive with me, Dave.
It's god awful.
It's kind of scary for me as well. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I'm like, I can't believe they did.
I've been in the car with you once. Yeah. Never again.
Yeah. I was like, Dave, why are you walking in that rain? He's like, because I like it. I'm like, get in my car. Nope.
I like the rain.
Nope. I like this
All the men can thank New Mexico and their driving privileges when I was 14 because I've been driving a stick since I was 14 and now I'm really good at it as an adult.
That's hot. Yeah. A girl driving stick?
Very much.
I took my learner's test. I took my driving test.
I wonder.
So did I.
That fucking
I did,
stick.
Yeah.
Like a 97 Wrangler.
You're one of the few people that's ever had to do that too. I had to take mine in standard. My dad would not let me get my license unless I learned in standard and took my driver's test.
Yeah, that's how I got.
See, my dad was the opposite. He's like, oh, you're not driving a stick. No.
Well, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Probably would have been a good thing.
Oh, you're Mexican. He didn't want you pregnant.
I just feel like. If my dad had let me learn how to drive with a stick, I would pay attention to the road more. Dad, I would.
Maybe he just didn't think you were coordinated.
Dad, I would.
I'm looking at him because I need
budget.
Okay, Mr. Cox.
Let's do it in Spanish.
No, but. Mr. Cox just knew you had so much on your plate, mija, with all your activities at school. You couldn't concentrate on a stick.
I have ADHD, but I'm just like, whatever. I can focus.
You're talking to like 3 other people who have it.
Oh, we're on this together.
And now we know why she wanted so many activities in high school.
I was like, I'll just self-medicate with everything that the school has to offer.
Atta girl. Nice. So, just a heads up, you guys, we do have a second challenge.
Ooh.
All right, because you guys are tied.
Oh, no.
Yep. And then I want to ask some questions
about
this
time I'm going to be
stuff you guys have done, too.
This is
really interesting. I was young and I needed money.
This is the handcuff challenge. Whoever can handcuff me faster wins.
How thick are your wrists?
This is gonna
Maybe
hurt
you should
me.
Let them do mine.
All right, I just didn't.
Yes. I'm tinier.
I didn't actually want you to get hurt. That's why I was like, here, just do my wrist.
No, it's fine. I've been handcuffed before.
Okay. I don't doubt that.
Shut up.
I have once, but it was a complete mistake.
I don't even know how to open these.
I think you push them through.
I forgot to give that to you.
Yeah.
Okay. So, since Eric won the challenge, you get to decide if you want to go first or second.
And I get to decide if we unlock Nikki.
No.
Ladies first.
Oh, you're such a gentleman.
Yes. So you actually have to have them in your back pocket and put me up against the wall.
I don't have a back pocket. Do I just put them in my pants?
Yeah, in your pants. Or in your, you can put it in your jacket pocket.
Oh, okay.
Whatever's easiest for you. But Dave's going to time you guys.
Time? Do I remove my headphones? Because are we standing?
Yes.
Yeah, you're doing it up against that wall.
I do it up against the wall.
And don't be gentle. Just arm bar into the wall.
Be forceful. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Eric, you going to get a little excited by this one?
I want to take a picture of this.
She's just like, I've been in this position before.
Okay, when you want to go.
All right. Eric, you're getting a picture of this?
Oh, yeah.
You guys ready? Yeah. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
No!
Oh, yeah. That's hot. That is hot, Miss Cox. Hell no. Yeah.
9.11 seconds.
It's hard to do with boobs. I'm wedging my boobs.
Like, it's just like boom, boom.
I liked it. Eric, did you like it?
Oh, I love that.
All right, Eric.
Wait, but did she do it right if it's like that, or does it have to be crossed? I'm just kidding.
Oh, nice! I was like...
Should we unlock her?
Yeah. Eric's no, actually, we should.
Are you willing to?
I'm okay with losing it.
It was difficult,
Nikki, like that.
Because my boobs were being stimulated at the same time. I just found out that as an officer, it's just difficult with bosoms.
I do have little teeny wrists.
I've definitely used these before and gotten caught in them.
Really?
Well, that was like my heart is racing. My heart is racing. That felt good. Like, because I felt like I really had to recover from my Miranda Wright situation.
All right, Eric, are you able to beat 9.11 seconds?
Probably. That was pretty slow. Put it in your back pocket.
9.11 seconds.
Remember, Eric, you can just like fucking click and it goes wrap around.
Okay.
Don't be gentle.
No, don't say that.
Actually, he will be gentle. He's a gentleman. He's better than Kayvon when he just...
Boom. Yeah, I know. We did the Battle of the Persians, and they had to wax Dave's back.
Oh,
and he goes, the secret to winning is not giving a shit about how
not
the other person
shit
gets
about
hurt.
Their personal suffering.
Oh, gosh. Please tell me you gave him after
All right.
wax bomb.
Dave, you're going to have to count it off again.
All right. Put him in your back pocket, champ.
What did you do?
You should see the smile.
This is the only time Eric Allegri is going to be able to handcuff me.
All right, let's see that.
All of Eric's dreams are coming true on this one show. I'm just kidding.
This is actually Leave It to Ginger now. Blame it on Ginger.
I know.
All right, 5, 4, 3.
Hey, wait, his cuffs have to be in his pocket. Cuffs in pocket.
Back pocket him, champ.
Wait, hold on here. You gotta take a picture. Just because Eric's smiling so much.
Eric, just remember, do it.
Just be prepared. She may get your boobs.
Send this to Rob.
Oh my God.
I don't know what your phone is doing.
Oh, is it messing up?
All right, let's send that. We'll send it to Rob.
We'll get pictures later.
You got it ready?
Yeah.
Eric, what am I sending to Rob?
Send this one. No, don't do it.
Hurry up.
All right, 5, 4. Put them in your back pocket, asshole.
Back pocket, cheater.
I'm getting all excited.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, do it.
Sorry.
Oh, I don't even think he cares about winning at this point. This is purely...
Just happy to be here.
I can't get up.
All right, Eric, you lost. Like,
but smile on his face. Yeah. No, that smile on his face said,
it's
"I'm a
smile
winner.
Of a winner.
I'm a winner."
You don't even have the key. Like, what were you?
I will magically remove them.
Do I have to keep these on?
Yes, for the next 6 minutes.
Okay, then I guess I won't put my headset on. Here, so everybody at home can see. Oh my God. No, it's okay. Okay.
Do you want me to take the cuffs off?
No.
She's you like, sure? That's 6 minutes of cuffs.
I've never been.
I never thought I'd be handcuffing Nikki in front of people.
do you want me to feed you your cookie?
Yes, please.
Oh, you got cookie. I mean, whatever.
I've only been handcuffed. Okay.
I'm not reaching into your lap.
In your attempt to feed a woman, you just dropped it all over her lap.
My vagina.
I don't really call her a woman at this point.
I've only been handcuffed. Once in my entire life, actually. Yeah. I was, no, not by Rob. By an actual police officer.
Me too. It's scary. It's scary.
I've never been arrested. Uh-huh. Never been arrested. But at the time, I was dating a minor league baseball player, and he was living in Dallas. And that summer after he had gotten drafted, he had bought like a brand new Escalade and somebody had stole it.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
And they found the car abandoned without any seat, stereo or whatever. And so they rebuilt the car. They put everything back in. But for some reason, they forgot to take it off the reported stolen list of vehicles. So we went out drinking. He now pitches for the Boston Red Sox. This is so funny because we had some old like baseball player from the freaking Dodgers that was with us with their agency like drinking at a bar, and I was their DD. No, I'm serious. So I have like two professional baseball players. I'm driving this big Escalade,
nice.
And a cop pulls me over because it's a stolen vehicle.
Wow.
And so I'm they're like, you haven't been drinking, Nikki, it's fine. They'll just like give you a breathalyzer. So I pull over and all of a sudden they're like, driver, turn off the car, like on the microphone.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. And they're like, roll down your window. And they were like, kick the door open with your feet. And they're like, step away from the vehicle, lay down on the ground. And so I'm like having to lay down on the ground. And I was like, the cop comes over to me and starts like tossing me around and like checking everything, batting my legs open and telling me, they're like, you're under arrest. This car is stolen.
Sounds
and
I like was Eric like, being the officer.
What? I was
get
like,
on the floor. That's my line.
You have the right to remain silent.
Spread
and stay on the ground.
That's why I'm kind of glad when we did this competition right now that I didn't make them do the leg opens.
Yeah.
That would have been weird if I had Eric frisk me.
My boobs were probably gotten in the way of that too.
Just right there for everyone.
I don't think Eric would have made it halfway through the frisk if that had happened.
We'd have been like, dude, what are you doing now? What are you doing? That's not even,
That's a massage officer.
Oh my God.
All right, so here's the thing. What you got, you're on Just Giggle It, right?
Just Giggle It. Yes,
I looked at them today. It's like a bunch of
sketch comedy.
Like from kids stuff. Like the Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah, well, not just kids stuff. Like we do some pretty dark stuff, but we really.
No, I wasn't saying kid like stuff from when you were growing up.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, we do some pretty dark stuff. Like the Powerpuff Girls was very like lighthearted. But
Cheerios.
I was a mom with mental disorders. I was a mom with mental disorders. Just Giggle It's so fun. We do sketches, we write our own stuff. You know, we get together, we film. It is so fun.
It is so fun.
And Nikki whips her hair back and forth.
I'm winding down, okay, from all the fun festivities.
From
all the handcuffing.
All right, so how often do you guys release sketches for that one?
Oh, we release them every Monday.
Every Monday?
Every
Monday. So
we're
going to look forward to one on Monday.
On Monday, yeah.
All
just
right,
go on
awesome.
Our Facebook, YouTube, everything. Just Giggle It.
Fantastic. Eric, you got Killing with Laughter Productions with BJ. Former boxer.
And I'm doing a bowling alley tonight.
I will be there with you.
Yeah.
Doing a whole bowling
Don't mean
alley.
To brag, but yeah, it's a bowling alley.
Are you going out there?
Doing
you?
I'll go with you.
Yeah.
And then every other Thursday, you do the park bar in Burbank.
Thursdays, the only place to get Jello shots.
For $2.50.
$2.50.
They're good Jello shots.
Nice.
Exactly.
And what else we got? You got UBG next week, too?
Yeah, the 15th. We got the... Universal Bar and Grill in NoHo. And let's see, we got The Office on the 30th.
Attaboy.
Yeah, man.
And Nikki, where can we find you coming?
Tomorrow, I'm actually going to be at Casey Brennigan's for my Lady Miss Carrie Martin's Irish comedy show. I also wanted to give a quick shout out to a tequila company that I'm working with. They're doing a fundraising ride up the coast of California. It's California Coast Ride for ALS and Arthritis Foundation. They're doing that for charity, so
cool.
Good luck to them. Yay. And we have a trophy
what?
For Mrs. Cox. Yeah. Oh my God.
Nice.
Like I get to keep it?
Yeah, it's yours.
I get to take it home?
Yeah. I have some bullets in my car. I was like,
where are the bullets?
David Swan, where you going to be?
I'm going to be at the bowling alley with Eric tonight. I'm going to be at Brewdog tomorrow on 9/11. That's weird to say. With Ben Gonzalez down in Beverly Hills.
He's with me tomorrow. He's our host.
Awesome. And I will be at Big Fish next Tuesday.
Nice. Make sure to come out to Big Fish. It's Eric's second favorite spot other than his own.
Oh, yeah. We all love Billy, right?
We all love Billy. I think all of our listeners know everything about Billy at this point.
Probably. It's brought up kind of often.
Yeah.
Anyways, you guys, thank you again for listening to Battle of the Sexes.
Round 8.
Yeah. Give it up for your winner.
Woo!
Jamie Cox.
That's me. Jamie Cox. I'm a winner, guy. This feels good. I like to win.
Let's give a hand for Eric.
He was a very good opponent.
And for Eric Allegria.
I think he would have won if he had to cuff Dave.
Probably. We'll be back next week at 6 p.m.
Stop.
Yes. Yes, it was.
That was challenging.
All right,
right on
show.
The dot, guys.
See you guys next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Bye.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.